This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, proposed funding increases for DOE operations in New Mexico. Bloating Biden administration budgets for the three Department of Energy DOE sites in New Mexico fully support the dangerous trend to develop more provocative nuclear weapons. As a result, there is an urgent need to change course. Retire the waste isolation pilot plant WIP in 2024 as planned, and find a new site that is not located in New Mexico for the plutonium-contaminated waste generated by weapons manufacturing. For fiscal year 2023, beginning on October 1, 2022, the administration is proposing a budget for Los Alamos National Laboratory of $4.6 billion, an overall increase of 21%. For the same fiscal year, the administration is proposing a budget of $3 billion for Sandia National Laboratory, an overall increase of nearly 9%. For WIP, the deep geologic dump located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, the administration is proposing a budget of $459 million, a 9% increase. Increased federal funding for nuclear weapons development, fabrication, and waste generation does not trickle down to New Mexico communities. Socioeconomic indicators reveal New Mexico's ranking as 49th or 50th in the United States of America. In fact, while in 1959, New Mexico ranked 37th in per capita income, in 2019, New Mexico ranked 49th. Recently, New Mexico ranked last in education and 49th in overall child well-being. People are becoming sick and tired of the nuclear industry that risks public health and safety and pollutes the air, water, and soils. Upon learning about a DOE proposal to ship up to 50 metric tons, or 100,000 pounds of quote-unquote surplus plutonium, on New Mexico roads for eventual disposal at WIP, the 285 All community group based in the El Dorado area south of Santa Fe created a petition asking New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to take action against this proposed expansion of WIP. Over 1,100 petition signatures were gathered from across the state and presented to the governor's office on March 1st. On April 8th, the governor wrote to the Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, requesting her to address the issues raised by New Mexicans, including that, quote, DOE develop a new disposal site in a state other than New Mexico, end quote. Secretary Granholm has yet to respond. Cindy Wheeler, a co-founder of 285 All, said, quote, the governor's interest in the concerns of her constituents is so very important. She understands that WIP was never intended to be the only site for this nuclear weapons waste, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.